calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers. Calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers. Can you hear me?
Sorry about that, guys. Had a minor technical difficulty there. I think we probably you probably missed out on us introducing ourselves.
Yeah.
If you didn't, then great. Then if you did, then my name is Marcus.
I'm Trisha Draper.
And this is the Messengers Radio Program.
Yeah.
If you have any prayer requests, you can look us up on Facebook. We're at Facebook/ I think it's the Messengers. Also, if you want to visit our website and send us an email that way, you can go to www.themessengersradio.com, and we are there. You can
actually go. We would love to hear from you, prayer requests, anything.
And we do have a prayer request already today.
We do.
A great friend of ours from church, Marco, he is fighting something. What is
it? A cold or a flu. He's not sure, but it's been really rough for him, so we're going to take a minute and pray for him.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times people will come up to me or to Trisha, and they'll ask, you know, will you pray for me? And thinking that we're going to maybe do it later. But, you know, I'll tell you what, there's no time like the present.
That's right.
You know, we need to know the authority we have in Jesus' name because of the blood that he shed. Mm-hmm. All these sicknesses and all these diseases and all the sin is under our feet. Although we still sin, but we can repent of our sins. But, you know, we have to have a repentant heart. But that's kind of getting off on a different track.
Just a little bit.
So we just want to raise Marco up right now, Father. I just thank you so much for Marco. I thank you for the decision that he's made to follow you, Father. I thank you for all the work that he does, Father. I thank you for his wife also. They're such a precious and awesome couple in our church. But, Father, we just lift Marco up to you right now. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over any sickness coming against him. And in the name of Jesus, I say you have no authority in his life. I cast you out, sickness. I call you out for what you are. You're a liar.
Yes.
Marco is a new creation. He has a new covenant with God. And under that new covenant, you have been defeated. And you have no right in his life. So we call that sickness out in Jesus' name. And we cast you out and we say, don't you come back. And Father, we just thank you right now for the healing going on in Marcos. So, amen. So, but one thing I want you to understand too, Marco, is, you know, the devil, this is something I heard a while back. The devil, he can't take away something you have, but he can take away something you're waiting on. So just believe and receive right now, Marco. Don't wait. Don't believe God will work in a progressive healing if you want him to. But why wait for that right now in Jesus' name? Just say it out loud, Marco. In Jesus' name, I cast you. I take authority over you, sickness. And say it out loud with your mouth. You talk to it. You tell it. You tell it what it is. You call it a liar because that's what it is. And we just thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord. We learned last month, if you were able to visit us or see our archives, we were talking about the words of your mouth and how powerful they are, and just how strengthening they can be or destructive they can be. And but you can use them in times like this for your healing. Say it out loud. It makes a big difference. That's, you know, it strengthens you and your spirit, and it weakens the devil at the same time.
He hates it when you stand in your authority.
Yes, he does.
And he may come against you even stronger, but you keep standing. You stand tall. You stand proud. And you say, no, I will not accept that.
Mm-hmm.
I will not accept that.
Yep.
I will stand firm. I will stand tall. And there you know, I wish I would have thought about this. I should look some scriptures up. But we just got that text a few minutes ago. But
yeah,
you know, just Marco, I encourage you, just look in the Bible. There are so many scriptures in the Bible to stand on in this kind of thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
So, and that doesn't just go for Marco. It doesn't just go for someone, just someone that we know. It's for everybody out there.
It's all believers.
All believers. Okay, so this month we're going to talk about faith and trust and the similarities that they have. Corey Ten Boom put it this way: faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible.
Hmm.
It's really neat. And we know that nothing is impossible with God.
That's right.
All things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
So, trust and faith can sometimes be intertwined. They have common definitions. The definition of trust includes these words: certainty, belief, and faith. The definition of faith includes confidence, trust, and reliance. Without faith, there can be no trust, and vice versa. They are part of each other. But trust is a word that we as humans seem to have a better grasp of. When people hear the word faith, they automatically think of a religious person. They just do. That's how it happens. But when you say trust, they understand the meaning of relying on someone or something.
Amen.
Faith works that way in the Bible, too. We do have a spiritual faith that unbelievers don't have. But when you get down to it, faith is just trusting in God and what He has done for us. Let's look at some scriptures, for example.
Okay,
so some scriptures of trust. There are tons of scriptures of trust and faith in the Bible.
Yes.
I have just sheets and sheets of them.
Yeah.
Looking through just the back of the Bible, you know. But I wanted to talk about some Psalms today. Psalms 9:10, and these are all out of the NIV.
These are the top three Psalms in trust.
Some people may not be old enough to remember that. Okay, Psalms 9:10. Those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. That is such an awesome verse.
Yes.
I love that. Psalms 31:14. But I trust in you, Lord. I say you are my God. And again, that can go back to what you say. You have to say it out loud. You are my God. Those are amazing, powerful words. And I say that, but I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God.
Right, and that goes back to what we were talking about with Marco. You know, you got to say it out loud.
Yes.
You know, your word, you know, thinking it to your mind, and, you know, God can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say it out loud, you speak it into existence.
Yes.
That's when the enemy can hear it.
Mm-hmm. And it takes some of his strength away. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Psalms 91:2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. There was a song about that. I don't know. You probably don't know it. It was an older Christian song.
Oh, thanks.
you haven't been around the older Christian songs much. But, there was a song when I was young that we used to sing about that. And I just remember that song every time I hear that. But
how'd it go?
I'm not going to sing it.
Okay, you got to sing it. Now, you brought it up. You brought it up. Because us younger Christians, you may be in Christian most of your life, but you know what? You got to back it up with this song.
No song.
Okay.
But anyway, okay. We also have 1 Timothy 1:15. And here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
Period. Actually, period, period, period.
That's right. It's not the last thing, but that is what it boils down to.
Right.
I mean,
now, who in the world is a sinner.
We all are sinners.
All of us, not just believers, non-believers. Mm-hmm. And God, Jesus came into this world to save not only believers.
Mm-hmm.
He came to change the hearts of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Believe
what,
those
person.
Who would believe and who would not believe. Mm-hmm. Everybody, see God's whole plan was to have nobody go to hell.
That's right.
He wants everybody to come into the acceptance of Jesus, mm-hmm. of what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people make it so hard.
Yeah.
You know, but it is so simple. It's just a matter of believing and having faith.
Believe in your heart.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Romans 10:9 says, mm-hmm. you must confess with your mouth and
believe in your heart
and that Jesus Christ and believe that God raised him from the dead on the third day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you must repent. Mm-hmm. So many people they candy coat it, they sugarcoat it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do this, you're going to be great. It's going to be fine. Just say these words. No, you can't just say the words. You have to live the life.
It's a heart issue. It really is. It's your relationship with God.
Right.
And I think that's something that people don't always understand.
Right.
Some people think that if you just say this prayer, then go on living your life the way you've always lived it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This issue is hard because it's debated in so many areas. But what I think it boils down to is your relationship with God. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to come out on Judgment Day.
Okay.
How your heart was, your heart issue with him.
And, you know, and Bible does tell us also that every knee will bow.
Yes.
And every tongue will confess. Whether you believe now or you believe
You
then,
will believe.
You will believe. You will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You know, it would be so much better to understand and to have a relationship with him now.
Yes.
Not just say you're a believer.
Mm-hmm. Act like it.
Act like a believer. Mm-hmm. Be a believer.
Mm-hmm.
Show that you're a believer. Let others know that you're a believer.
Be an example.
Be an example and live like a believer. It's mm-hmm. not just, it's all in the words you say, mm-hmm. and the things you watch, the things you listen to, the people you hang around.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to hang around, and I think Mo was talking about this last night on Armored Up Radio, it's all, if you hang around people that are bad, then bad stuff's going to come out of you.
Yes.
So, and on the flip side, if you're living the way you're supposed to, and you're around those bad people, and they see how you're living,
mm-hmm.
and you're an example to them, that can change them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, people will look at me or you or other believers, and they'll say there's something different about. And, mm-hmm. and people talk about this all the time. There's something different about you. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
You're always happy. You're always smiling.
Yeah.
You're always, you know, no matter what's going on, you always have a smile on your face. Why?
Yeah.
What is it? What is it about you? What's so different?
Uh-huh.
And it's all about
Jesus.
It's Jesus.
And he's living inside me, and that makes the difference.
Right. And the world does not understand that.
Mm-mm. But they can sense it.
They can sense it. There is a God sensor in everybody.
Yes.
Essentially. Mm-hmm. And they know the difference between right and wrong.
They do.
And whether they listen to that voice, that still small voice in there, mm-hmm. or they don't.
They have it.
They have it. And I'm telling you out there, you know right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing wrong right now, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
You may think it's good. You may think it's good for a little bit. But that's what the world gives you. They give you a temporary fix.
Yes.
It's kind of like doing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I heard Darren talking about the other day when he and I went into prison the other day together. And one of the things he talked about was, you know, when he was doing drugs, it was a temporary fix, and when you do it the first time or the second time, the devil knows he's got you.
Yeah.
You keep coming back for more. He was taking
addicted.
Money from people. He was addicted. He was doing whatever he could to get those drugs,
mm-hmm.
to inject in or to snort or to do whatever he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the devil had him, and the devil knew it.
Mm-hmm.
But. It's so hard to break those habits, to break that addiction,
mm-hmm.
unless
any
you
addiction.
Have, unless you have the Father helping you.
Mm-hmm.
Because those addictions, they're under your feet. Listen, they are under your feet because of the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to understand. Okay, I'm sorry. I got off on a tangent
again. No, that's the Holy Spirit. We're letting the Holy Spirit flow. You know, what He wants to say is what we're going to say.
And that all came up from 1 Timothy 1:15, mm-hmm. where it said, here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Full. That means all.
Mm-hmm.
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And that is what He did. Now, we as sinners have to accept it. We have to receive Jesus.
We have to believe.
We have to believe. We have to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
And the world doesn't see it like that.
Yeah.
That's the sad part. Okay, so that was all about scriptures of trust. We went through Psalms and Timothy.
This is interesting for me. This is some of the similarities. When you talk about scriptures of faith, you can inject the word trust to have it mean the same thing. Listen, I'll show you. 1 Corinthians 2:5, it says that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. But you could also say that your trust should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Yeah, amen.
So either way, it works because they work together.
Right.
It's just kind of what you understand and what you can grasp.
But you need them both.
Yes.
You need faith and trust.
Yes. And and that doesn't always work with every scripture because sometimes it's talking about your spiritual faith.
Right.
And you can't really just say you trust in that. It's a belief.
Mm-hmm.
And but Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith or trust, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him."
So, are you earnestly seeking God today?
Mm-hmm.
Have you done something? When you woke up this morning, what was on your lips? Was it praise or was it grumbling? Was it, I got to get up and go to work? You know, it was hard for me to get up this morning because I tell you what, Armored Up Radio last night was crazy. I was here until almost 12:30 at night, and I didn't get home But I get to go home about 12:45 somewhere.
12:45, yeah.
And I didn't get to sleep till almost, I guess, 2, somewhere around 1:30 or 2. Yeah. I was just so pumped up and so hyped up. But I laid down and tried to go to sleep, but I just couldn't until then. Then I got up at 6 this morning, so it was like, oh. So all day I've been kind of dragging. But you know what? When I walked in this morning, Darren McConnell was here. And he was out there singing. He was sweeping the thing up. And I tell you what, he was singing praise. Praise was coming out of his lips. Man, it just changed me. I walked in that door and my countenance changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Lord, He's right.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be praise in my lips.
Yes.
I woke up grumbling, and I shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got here, it was one person just singing praise music. He was just glorifying God.
Yeah.
Sweeping up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That changed my entire day.
Good.
Was I still tired? Yeah, I'm still tired. But I've got praise on my lips.
I woke up this morning, thank you, God, for a wonderful day. And it changes. It makes a big difference in your day.
Mm-hmm.
Just thanking God and just blessing Him and like you said, praising Him. I mean, you get out of bed and say, today is going to be a wonderful day. And you would be surprised at the change that makes.
And that's exactly what Hebrews 11:6 says. He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
Yes.
Wake up with praise on your lips and a skip in your step.
Yeah.
But just live daily for the Lord.
Yes.
Don't worry about this world, because this world's going to pass away. The Bible says this world will pass away, but the things of God are eternal.
Mm-hmm. Joyce Meyer said it well. She said, live on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say live on purpose with purpose.
Amen.
And you need to have that. That purpose is seeking Him. That purpose is living for God.
Yeah.
God told me one time years ago, He said that He is blessed by me. So God is blessed by us. What we do blesses God. That seems totally backwards, but it is exactly how it is. He blesses us, but we bless him.
We bless him when we do his will.
Yes.
No, I don't want everybody to think that everything we do when somebody's up there doing drugs is blessing God. No, that's not what she's talking about.
No. But by seeking him and praising him and loving him and believing in him, I mean, just the little things that every day that we do for his will, it just makes him smile. It warms his heart. He has feelings just like we do. We're made in his image.
Yeah, amen.
So
one thing I guess you could say every day, you know, type this up, put it on your
bathroom mirror,
say, I am blessed by God, and I will bless God today.
That's good.
Just type that up. I am blessed by God, and I will bless God today. Amen. Thank you, Holy
Spirit.
That's
good. Yeah. Good. All right. Let's go to Matthew 17:20. He replied, because you have so little faith or trust. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing is impossible for you.
And I love this because so many people mistake this for Jesus saying a physical mountain, a huge mountain, you know.
He is, but he is talking also
about the mountains
about
in your life.
A spiritual mountain.
A spiritual mountain. Now, here's how the Holy Spirit showed me this morning. Okay, picture a huge mountain. There's one on the screen right in front of us.
There is, yes.
Yosemite. But that mountain, the only way you can get to the other side of it is to go up it or around it, or you could take the hard way through and chip away and go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Now these would be mountains in your life. A test. Or Logan, or a
that's our son.
Yeah, a test, or a sickness,
a trial.
Now Jesus is saying, these things, tell them to get out of your way.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to them
with your words,
exactly,
out loud.
And that's what I love about this, because you can just tell it move. And man, it's got to.
Yeah.
But you have to use the name of Jesus. You have to believe, and you need to say, you know, in Jesus' name, because Jesus is the one that is victorious over all these, and he's the one that gives us the authority to tell these things to go, to be gone, to get out of our life.
That's why it says, "Truly, I tell you, if you have faith," and it says, "as small as a mustard seed."
Mm-hmm.
Which I understand is one of the smallest seeds there is.
Yeah. Well, I remember a while back, Colleen gave everybody in the church a little package of mustard seeds, and they were tiny.
Tiny, tiny.
Itty bitty. You ever seen a sesame seed? Smaller.
Oh, my goodness.
Smaller.
So,
but you can't grow a sesame seed trees.
You can't?
I tried it. Yeah, you can't.
Oh, man.
So you just,
I wanted one of those.
I did, too.
I wanted the Sesame Street seed. Sorry. Okay. So, but yeah, nothing is impossible for you. Just like we said at the beginning, you know, nothing is impossible for God, and nothing is impossible for us when we have God and use his name, and then when we have faith. That's the key to this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to believe. You have to believe in your heart. And another version says, do not doubt.
Yeah.
So that is cool. Let's go on to Romans 10:17. It says, consequently, faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. So we can use the Bible as the word of Christ, because he wrote those words. God wrote those words. He had those men write those words.
Yep.
That he spoke, and that's how you hear the message. Another way that I hear the message, and other people too, but I talk to God, and he talks back to me. I will pray, and then I listen. I'm quiet and I listen.
Yeah.
And personally, since I'm a writer, I have journals that I write things down in. So what he says to me, I write down.
And when she says journals, it's very, very plural. She's got stacks of them right now. So, but yeah, and one thing that I found that helped me out when I was reading out of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't just read it in my mind. I would say it out loud. You know, I wouldn't yell it or anything, I would read it out loud, even at a low-toned voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, man, it gets into your spirit even mm-hmm. more that way, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's
believe
awesome.
So.
But that needs to be daily.
Mm-hmm.
Are you reading the Bible daily? Are you opening your book?
Yeah, that's how it comes. And even hearing the message, it's like at church. You hear the pastor's message, and through books and through online studies, things like that from other people, you hear the message that God has spoken to them, and he's speaking through them. So it doesn't just have to be just the Bible and nothing else. It's many, many other things that he has told other people that they are teaching and sharing and passing on to you. So,
amen.
That's good.
Well, we have a dramatization. It's hot off the presses. We just recorded it right before the show with my father-in-law, Mike Baker. Thank you so much, Mr. Baker, for that.
Thank you.
He's helped us out with quite a few of these, Helm and Logan and Tricia and myself.
And others, but
I think after probably another couple years of this, we might have ACD. We might be able to put these are real short. Some of them are, but this is the Faith of the Centurion. It's a short little one, about a minute and 4 seconds. But then we're going to go into a song. It's called "Give Me Faith," and it's by a band called Elevation Worship. So let's check out this short dramatization. And the song called "Give Me Faith." We'll be right back.
When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help.
"Lord, my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering.
I will go and heal him."
"Oh Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one go, and he goes, and that one come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it."
When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following,
"I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Go. It will be done just as you believed it."
And his servant was healed at that very hour.
Give me faith. that you're good and your love is great.
Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on uturnradio.org.
Yeah, that was my son.
That was Logan. fun Logan.
Always, yep. Yeah. All right, so we are back. So we just got through talking about
some scriptures.
Scriptures on faith and how faith and trust in some scriptures can be, you know, intertwined. Yeah. So it's almost like taking them, you know, kind of twisting them together because they can almost be the exact, well, they're pretty much the same thing.
They are. Their definitions have the same words in them.
And I like how you point out that not all scriptures can be used the same way.
Yes.
But we pointed out, just to recap, we pointed out 1 Corinthians 2:5.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 11:6, Matthew 17:20, and Romans 10:17. Those are the four we talked about where the word faith can be intertwined with the word trust.
Mm-hmm.
So you must have both, though, faith and trust. All right. So we are to a point where we're going to talk about some of your journal entries that God has spoken through you.
Mm-hmm.
So these I love these because she reads these to me all the time, and just the word of God coming out is just amazing.
And it's great because the Holy Spirit moves through him to tell me things and explain mm-hmm. some things that maybe I didn't see it that way, just changing my view, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I was going to say something. I don't remember what it was. Okay, I'll just read. Oh, I remember. He tells me to trust all the time, like every day.
he's trying to get something to you?
I think he's trying to tell me something. But but I'm getting better and better and trusting him more and more. And that's something we just have to do. So one time he told me, don't let the enemy steal your joy or trust. That is how he got to Eve. He made her distrust me.
Mm.
That is amazing. I had never thought of that, but that's exactly what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He made her question God and say, yeah. Well, maybe I don't, you know, maybe he is hiding something. Maybe I don't trust him fully,
yeah.
You know, and that's bad. So he also said, sometimes the harvest is fast, and sometimes it is slower. It is not according to your will, but according to my timing.
It's a big thing.
That is his a timing. Big thing because when you're waiting for a harvest, like after you've sown your seed, and we'll talk about that too, but when you've sown your seed and you water it and you give it food and you nourish it and bring it up to the time, and then you harvest it. Sometimes you can sow the same seed and part of it will bring a fast harvest and part of it will be slower.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all in God's timing. It's not according to your will. Like,
right.
I want this now. I want this now.
Right.
It's not according to that. It's according to his timing.
Right.
And that's important to understand.
Amen. So anyway, I stopped you right there. But that wasn't the – can you start over that sentence and then keep reading what was the rest of part of that?
Yeah. Start it sometimes.
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes the harvest is fast and sometimes it is slower. It is not according to your will, but according to my timing. You must show yourself worthy. You need to trust me in order for me to trust you.
Yeah.
It takes time, but I can see your hearts and how you truly trust. Speaking words of trust or words of doubt is a big part of what you will reap.
Mm. Wow.
Amazing.
Now you gotta, and I want you guys to understand that these are words straight from God mm-hmm. to Tricia. And I really believe that there's life in these words.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that the words you speak or
words of trust.
Words of trust or doubt. I love how he puts that. That is a big part of what you will reap. Are you speaking?
Yes.
If you're speaking doubt in your life, you are going to reap doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're speaking trust or faith, if you're speaking life into mm-hmm. Into your life,
mm-hmm.
if you're speaking life into that situation, you're going to reap life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for showing that to me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of why he shows me these things,
mm-hmm.
is to teach them to others.
Right.
I feel like that's a big calling on my life, is to teach others. And this is what I can do through these things that he tells me.
Right.
Is teaching. And
love it.
And then, because that's what we all need to be
right.
part of, is when we hear something for God, we need to get it out there
mm-hmm.
and tell other people, because someone else may be waiting for that very word.
Right.
You know, and they hear it and it clicks.
Right.
And that makes a difference in their life.
Right. And it was something I was telling Terry Alexander this morning after his show. Working here at the station, I get to hear all these shows all day long. Man, I tell you what, I am fed daily.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, man, I walk out of here I'm stuffed. I love it. I just get so much of the word just hearing all these different shows. So I encourage everybody, go back and listen to people's shows, the archives.
Mm-hmm.
Go to uturnradio.org. Hover your mouse over the radio button. The very last thing at the bottom, I think it says archive shows or radio archives. And just click on someone's picture in there. And just start listening. Is there life coming out? I'm telling you, there's life coming out of every show on here.
Yes.
Like the new shows, the old shows, our show. there is life coming out. So I just pray that these words that are coming out right now are just life. And
yes.
life abundant, and that these are seeping into your spirit.
Yes.
And they're taking hold and they're taking root, and you're going to water those things, and they're going to grow up in Jesus' name, and they're going to get strong, and you're going to be you're going to be as big and tall and strong as Goliath, but you're going to be living for God.
That's right.
And not living for yourself.
And your roots are going to go down.
Yes.
You're going to be strongly rooted, because even if you said, like, if you grow as tall as Goliath,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have something to root
right.
you, it'll just fall,
yeah.
you know?
And the Bible is where you're going to get your roots.
Yes.
So many people just don't read it because they don't think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
It is important.
Mm-hmm.
It is so important. If there's anything I can get to you today, don't listen to us. listen to what the Bible is telling you.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible, God, the Bible says that God is not a liar. He can't lie.
He can't.
He can't do it.
He made himself that way.
Right. And the Bible is the word of God. Yes, it was through men.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. But it was through God. It was God through man.
Mm-hmm.
And people just can't, some people just will not accept that. They can't hold it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't grasp it. They can't take a hold of it and say, I believe that. That's where faith and trust come in.
Yes.
Faith and trust. If you have faith and trust in that, yes, you will grow. You will get your roots.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you get your roots, you will start to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just say it's every Sunday morning or every Wednesday or every Sunday night thing. No, it's got to be all day long.
That does help, though. Going to church,
yes.
You grow in church.
Yeah.
You grow, like I said, from reading people's books, from listening to other ministers. That does help you grow.
Yes.
But you need to be rooted in the Bible.
And a lot of where my roots came from was through Andrew Womack Ministries, awmi.net. Man, you can listen to all of his teachings for free. Stream them on his website or download them. Man, just get filled with this, because his words and his truth are so easy to understand.
Yeah.
The way he explains things, it is just so awesome.
Very well.
Yes, and very simple. It's just a simple way to understand it.
One more thing that he said is, right now, just trust me and take one step at a time. And that is very important to just take one step at a time. You don't have to look far down the road. You don't have to expect him to tell you everything that's going to happen in your life. Just trust him and take one step and then another step. And then one step after that. It's
even
just
baby
one step
steps.
At a time. Yes.
Even you've got to take babies have to take. I know Shailen was showing, had a video up on Tackett. Shailen Tackett. She had a video up on Facebook the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And she's walking. She's like, I think we're just going to completely skip crawling. And she's got
it's
a video of her holding. And Zacharias is starting to take his own steps. I mean, he's not taking them by himself.
Right.
But he's one foot in front of the other slowly.
Yeah.
Those baby steps. And
yes.
That's how we have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to, when we get into the Word, we have to take baby steps, and then we'll be able to start taking bigger steps,
mm-hmm.
adult steps, and then we can start taking strides.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing when mm-hmm. you can take. I'm not even at strides yet.
I'm kind of at a
slow trot, maybe. All right. Well, we have one more dramatization for you guys. You read the last one, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. One more quick dramatization, and we'll be right back.
One day, Jesus was traveling on the border of Samaria and Galilee.
Jesus, Master!
We are lepers.
Have pity on us!
Go show yourselves to the priests.
As they went, they were cleansed.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, for healing me, a lowly Samaritan.
Where are the other nine? Aren't they going to thank me and give praise to God too? Rise up and go. Your faith has made you well.
And we're back. Just want to get a little bit of a music going in right there. So we're getting close to being out of time. We've got about 6 minutes left. Trisha had mentioned a couple there were some books that she was pulling some ideas from. So
yes.
Let's mention those real quick.
The first one is The Bible Promise Book for Women. It's just from Barbour, Barbour. That's the publisher. There's really not an author, but it's a great little book to have. It's just a little book with scriptures, and then one of them is like faith, there's discipline, family, encouragement, just little scriptures like that,
mm-hmm.
and it's great. Another one that I used a lot from was Your Healing Door by Greg Moore, and we will be using that more
yeah.
when we talk about faith and healing.
Yes.
And then the last one was Scriptures to Live by Greg Moore.
Yeah.
And that is a lot of scriptures kind of in the same sort of thing, just scriptures and categories that they're in. So
Greg Moore is a great friend of our church. Used to be a pastor here. Now he's working for, guess who? Andrew Womack.
Yes.
He is their dean of students at the Karis Bible College there. He's an amazing man of God. And
yes, he is.
We love you, Greg.
Love you, Greg.
If you ever listen. So we are getting close to being out of time, but we always want to give a, I don't know if you call it an altar call or not. But anybody out there that has never received Jesus, mm-hmm. we want to give you a chance to do that right now.
Yes.
Receiving Jesus, I believe, is the most important decision that anybody will ever make in their life.
Amen.
I always say this, that eternity is a long time to have the wrong answer.
Yes.
Like I said earlier, the Bible says every tongue will confess and every knee will bow.
Yes.
And confess that Jesus is Lord, whether you're a believer or not. In the end, once we die,
when he
judgment.
Comes back.
So, mm-hmm. all right. So, choosing to receive Jesus, like I said, is probably the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. So, God's Word promises that if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, and will and believe that God raised Him on the third day, that you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. But with the mouth he confesses unto salvation. That's Romans 10, 9 through 10. And then on verse 13 from Romans 10, it says, Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And once again, we're talking about doing it with your mouth out loud.
Out loud.
You know, if you're going to do this, you need to definitely make sure that you're confessing it before men.
Mm-hmm.
So by His grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation. And your part is simply to believe and receive. Just remember those two words, believe and receive. If you're out there searching, believe and receive what we're about to say. I want you to pray this out loud. It says, say this out loud. Say, Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and my Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And by faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Amen.
And the very moment that you commit your life to Jesus Christ, the truth of His word instantly comes to pass in your spirit. Mm-hmm. Now that you've been born again, you are a brand new creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you've done that, I just encourage you, email us. Let us know. Let us rejoice with you. Let us help you. Let us help disciple you.
Yes.
You know, it's important to make a decision like this, but it's also important to continue on.
Continue.
Continue on.
We have books we can send you, or a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, we would love to help you and just get to know you better.
Yeah. And then also, if you are a believer, we got 2 minutes. If you are a believer, it's important that you have the Holy Spirit in your life. It's very important. So just receive the Holy Spirit. That's all it is receiving Him.
And He is asking. The comforter.
Right. It says in Luke 11, 10 and verse 13, it says, Everyone that asks, receive, and he that seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it shall be opened. If you know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Ask the Father today. Give you the Holy Spirit. So all you have to do is ask, believe, and receive. Once again, pray this out loud with us. Father, I recognize my need for your power to live this new life. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. And by faith, I receive it right now. Thank you for baptizing me. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my life. Amen. And if you have just believed that, just I encourage you, you may start having words, syllables that come out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. That is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That is the Holy Spirit. That's what this whole thing's about. It's your spirit talking directly to God. You may not understand it. You probably never will understand it until we get into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But just let those words come out, because the devil can understand it, and even though you can understand it, but your spirit does.
Your spirit does.
If you are a believer, you are one-third complete.
Perfect.
perfect. So we just want to encourage everybody, just get in the Bible, read every day, and we want to thank everybody out there for listening. We love you guys. God bless you. You guys have a great week, and we will be back here same time next week. Amen and hallelujah. Bye-bye.
Bye.